underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about a secret weapon. Oh, yeah. Do you want to know which one it is? Okay, here we go. The secret weapon is Afonke, Afonke, Afonke. Did you get it? I said the secret weapon. The very secret one, and powerful one too, is Afonke, Afonke, Afonke. But for real, no, for real, we're going to have to go to a scripture for that. It's Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 to, I think, to about 21. And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely. For he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and he came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. For assuredly I said to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So here we have the disciples, what they tried to cast out a spirit out of this boy, and they could not. But they brought him to Jesus, and Jesus rebuked the spirit, cast the spirit out, and he left. And you know the story, I just read it. So at the end part, that's where the secret weapon is. He said, however, this kind does not come out unless by prayer and fasting. You see, in life and in years, I had people coming to me and asking me, hey, I have this problem with addiction. I have this problem, but I don't know. I'm praying. I prayed. I sing. I praise God. I read my Bible, but it's not going away. And 9 out of 10, if not 10 out of 10, when I asked them, have you tried fasting? They usually don't. And I would be like, you know that scripture? You know, and I give them the same scripture I just read. And he clicks on them, be like, oh, really? Yeah, really. There are demons who will not go out. They will not leave you alone unless you pray and fast. And it is logical and simple. Put it like this. If you put a cigarette in your mouth and you smoke it, and you say, I rebuke that demon of cigarette in the name of Jesus Christ, and you smoke it, what do you think that demon is going to do? By action, you just told that demon you want him. You rebuke him with your mouth. What do you think, words is all you need to rebuke a demon? Go read your Bible. You will see that some people try to rebuke a demon out of a crazy man and using the name of Jesus Christ. What happened to them? The demon leaped out and he beat him up so bad they ran away naked. Rebuking a demon is not just a verbal thing. You have to believe it. You have to realize you have the authority. But most of all, you have to stand by it. You're not just going to cast out a demon with your word if you don't stay in the word.
If you're addicted to anything, and I'm gonna say this, whoever is battling homosexuality and wonder why that spirit hasn't left them, it's because they haven't fasted. Because I guarantee you, go fast. If you fast for a day without food and water and it didn't work, try 3 days Esther fast. Don't stop, because that fast is gonna chase those demons away. By fasting, you standing your ground by action to say, no, I'm not doing this. I don't want you, demon, leave. You break that alliance between you and that demon. You need some action. You need something to back up your word. To say, I don't want you, demon. That's what the fast comes to do. You stand strong. And you've proven it. And once you prove that to the demon, he has no other choice. Throw that cigarette away. Throw that pipe away. Stop that sinful behavior. Stop that abomination that you're committing. And watch. Stop it. Fast and stand strong. And rebuke that demon. And see if that demon has the guts to stand before you. That's why fasting is a secret, but so powerful. But fasting is not a secret because we don't know about it. It's a secret because we don't dare to do it. We have to be daring, because fasting is what? It's killing your flesh over the spirit.
You have to be willing to die. If I have to die, so be it. But I'm going to see the King. I'm going to see God. And nothing's going to stop me, not even death. That's the determination you need to have. Fast if you have to. Stand. Because those demons ain't stopping. And they're here to kill, to steal, and to destroy. They're not your friend. The world is telling you it's legal to commit abomination. The world is telling you it's legal to drink, it's legal to smoke, it's legal to do whatever you want to do. But they don't care for holiness. But all that you're committing is destroying you. And you know it is destroying you. So why would you destroy yourself committing such abomination, such action?
Suffering. Rather than putting that suffering towards fasting. You're suffering every day in addiction, committing whatever, in a sinful life, in darkness, confused, not even know your left from your right. And you're not stopping. And it's only getting worse. All God is asking you is take that pain that you're putting in there, that suffering you're putting in there, directly towards fasting, towards holiness, because there is light at the tunnel of that. Because what you're doing right now is darkness, and there is no light in it. It's pain, it's suffering, it's agony, it's misery, it's abomination, it's sinful. There is no light in it. No matter how long you committed, no matter how much the world tells you it's okay, it's all right, you know deep down you're suffering. But there is a weapon to break it, and it's called fasting. Try prayer and fasting. And when you open your mouth in the name of Jesus Christ, those demons, they're not even gonna wait for you to rebuke them. They're gonna flee. Don't wonder why the Spirit of God ain't moving. The Spirit of God is still at work. It's still powerful. But the people of God in positioning themselves. And fasting is one of the ways to position yourself, to receive your authority, to spit fire.
You cannot spit fire if you've never been through the fire. You want to rebuke the demon. go through the fire. The fire ain't gonna kill you. The fire is gonna consume you. And then you're gonna turn into fire. You think you're gonna die, but that's when you're gonna live. That's where life is.
The most powerful weapon of the devil is fear and hatred. That's what he uses, the building blocks and strongholds. If you overcome those fears, fear of death, or if I don't eat, I'm gonna die, so be it. But I'm gonna die in the name of God. So now you have the secret weapon in your hand. Wield it.
I said, wield it. Stand and wield your weapon. And show the devil, show the enemy that you are. That you are, that you are a warrior to be reckoned with. No forces of darkness can stand against you.
Yeah, so this is the secret weapon. And no, it's not a funky. No. That was just a joke. Fasting is the secret weapon. Just do it. And that's the end of it today. Underground preacher, Richie Now, to the Underground Church. I'm out.